welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and if you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, well, have a seat. Let me roll out the red carpet for you and give you the background. Sunday Worship, of course, is a program that is saturated in the Word of God. It focuses on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement, and we try to find ways to apply the Word of God to where we are today and here in 2014, and we worship the Lord through devotional thoughts and through music as well. And I pray that you're having yourself a wonderful 4th of July weekend. Our subdivision where we live, they have a free fireworks show each and every year right off of our lake in our subdivision. We took our chairs out, sat in the driveway, and enjoyed the fireworks show. Had some great family time, and I pray the same for you sometime this weekend. Enjoy some wonderful family time. Hey, today we're talking about hope on Sunday Worship. Yep, hope, I'll tell you what, is a funny thing, because without it, we curse the day we die, because hope is essential to everyday life. And I'm so grateful as a child of God, you and I, friend, we have true hope that can only be found in Jesus Christ. So we're talking about hope today, right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Come worship the Lord, for He is able. to lift your head.
Song Shannon Wexelberg and Come Worship the Lord. We're talking about a dose of hope on this edition of Sunday Worship. Hebrews 6:19 says, "This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast." Well, a couple summers ago, my son and I, we went fishing and we had caught a fish, and while in the boat, we were wrestling with the fish. Now, it wasn't all that big, but for, at the time, a 9-year-old, it was a big fish. So after we caught it, we realized that we were no longer in the same place before we caught the fish. See, while trying to catch and wrestle with the fish, we drifted off in the boat from where we were, and we didn't even know it. In fact, I forgot to anchor the rowboat. You know, friend, when it comes to our salvation, our hope is anchored in the promise of God and the work of Jesus Christ. The winds and waves of doubt, discouragement, and spiritual attack by the evil one can cause us to think that we are adrift and salvation from God is not secure. Not so. God has given his promise that our salvation is true and he cannot lie. Our hope, friend, is securely fastened in Jesus Christ, who redeemed us once and for all when he died, rose again, and ascended into heaven. And that, my friend, is something you can hang your hat on.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me.
Christy Knuckles here on this edition of Sunday Worship, and Jesus loves me. Titus chapter 2 verse 13 says, "We look for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ." Friends, so many predictions of the end of the world have come and gone. Some of them are just crazy. Those predictions are unsettling and often fill people with fear, don't they? Yet the Bible does refer to a time called the Day of the Lord when He will return. It will happen, but only God knows when. It's a day that Jesus' followers can look forward to. In light of that time to come, the Apostle Peter tells us how the believer can live with a joyful purpose in 2 Peter chapter 3. We can look upward by living Christ-honoring lives. We can look inward by making every effort to be found at peace with God. And we can look outward by being on guard so we're not carried away by the wrong influence of others. So, friend, the day of the Lord shouldn't be a fearful day for Jesus' followers. Our King will return to make all things right. Think about this. Picture this. Every broken body and wounded soul will be made whole. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Every broken body and every wounded soul will be made whole. Praise God. Until then, we can hold on to that hope. That's true hope, friend. We wait for that time with great anticipation. It is our blessed hope. Let's celebrate that today, friend. We have true hope in Jesus Christ. need is Jesus. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up.
You are my all in all. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and friend, it's so good to be spending some time with you today. Wow, I just I'm just overwhelmed with tears during our program today. Wow, God is really moving on my heart. Just anointed scripture and anointed songs today. Thank you so much just for letting me spend some time with you today. And today we're talking about hope. Oh yes. A little dose of hope. 1 Corinthians 12:24 says, "But God composed the body, having given greater honor to that part which lacks it." The story has been told about a conductor who was rehearsing his orchestra. The organ was given a beautiful melody. The drums were thundering. The trumpets were blaring. The violins were singing beautifully. But the conductor noticed something was missing. The piccolo. The piccolo player had gotten distracted and hoped his instrument wouldn't be missed. Well, the conductor reminded him, each one of us is necessary. Friend, this was essentially the same message Paul communicated to the Corinthian believers in his first letter to them, and every Christian. Friend, if you are a child of God, I'm talking to you. Every Christian plays an important role in the body of Christ. Paul gave a list of gifts of the Spirit and compared their use to the functioning of the various parts of the human body for the good of the whole. The Corinthian believers may have had different cultural backgrounds, gifts, and personalities, but they were filled with the same Spirit and belonged to the same body of Christ. And Paul made special mention of the parts of the body that were weak and obscure, and taught that all believers play a necessary and significant role. No one part was more necessary than the other. Friend, as a member of the body of Christ, you are a necessary part of the whole.
Dear, so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Trust in Jesus, just to trust His cleansing blood, and in simple faith to plunge me 'neath the healing cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him. From sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved Him more. Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more, trust Him more, trust Him more. Thank you. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. Oh, for grace to trust Him more. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him.
That's right. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Jaden Lavick, friend, have you trusted Jesus today? I encourage you to make Him number one in every area of your life. Well, friend, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship today. You can always catch up with me if you have a song request, prayer request, or if you just want to say hello. I'd love to hear from you. Joey@greatnewsradio.org. That's my email address, joey@greatnewsradio.org. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.